All right, it's Josh Culler here, host of the REI Marketing Weekly, and man, am I excited to announce to you guys a brand new book that is actually coming out very soon. It is available for pre-order right now. It's called the REI Marketing Book. It is literally just a collaboration full of nuggets from 50 of the top real estate investors in the country. It is 100% geared towards helping you with your marketing and your real estate investing business. And how do you get a hold of it? Well, you can simply go to reimarketingbook.com to get a hold of that. Right now, it is available for pre-order and should be published within the next couple of months. So make sure you go grab your copy. We've spent a lot of man hours putting this book together for you guys that is just jam-packed full of nuggets and bits of information about how these guys run their marketing in the real estate investing business. So make sure not to miss out on that. Now let's go ahead and jump into the REI Marketing Weekly for the Who's Crushing It segment. Make sure to take notes and let's make it happen. Welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. It's your host, Josh Culler with Culler Media and REI.video. And I'm super stoked to have a special guest and a good friend of mine back on the show for round two. We promised we would have a round two with Brian Snyder from Simple Wholesaling out of Indianapolis, Indiana, not too far away from me. Brian, what's going on, man? Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. So I'm excited to be back on here. And I know it's funny, last time we were on, we kind of got talking and we're like, oh, wait, this should be a podcast too. We should do one on this. So yeah, I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you guys missed the first episode we did with Brian, we talked about TV ads and how it still works and works extremely well because we went deep into looking at the data, the analytics that you're working with when you're running TV ads, what kind of messaging, making sure that the target demographic for what you're going after is right in alignment with everything that you're doing with TV ads. So make sure you do go check that out. That's actually not too many episodes ago. So we had Brian back pretty quickly here. So make sure you do go check that one out after you listen to this one as well. Brian and Brett Snodgrass, I mean, these guys run an extraordinary business out of Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm going to actually give you, Brian, the opportunity to introduce yourself one more time in case the listeners didn't hear the previous episode with you on. But guys, today what we're going to do is we're going to be talking about something a little interesting. So this is definitely not something we've talked about in the past before as its own core episode. We have talked with other real estate investors that have been on the show that do similar things to what we're doing here, Brett and Brian are doing. But what they're doing is basically training up and teaching other real estate investors in their market, basically how to be better investors so that they can bring better deals to Brett and Brian's team here. So we're going to talk about that. I'm really excited. They do have a podcast called the Indie Investor Pod. So obviously, if you're a real estate investor in Indianapolis, make sure you go check that out 100% for sure. But I think it's also worthwhile. I mean, I'm looking at some of the titles of the episodes. I've not yet got to hear anything, but man, like these are really, really good episodes that you guys got here just looking at the titles and just the topics that you guys are talking about. So Brian, do me a huge favor before we jump into this episode and talk about this, briefly introduce yourself, who you are, what you do, how long you've been doing all that.
Yeah. So Brian Snyder out of Indianapolis, like Josh said, and I'm kind of the guy that sat in about every seat within our business that you could imagine. So I'm a former teacher. I taught for 14 years and really I came on to the Simple Wholesaling team to hopefully help teach people how to wholesale, how to do what we do. And then once I started doing that, we were like, we don't want to do the whole education thing. Let's change this up. You know, like a typical CEO kind of does within a business and changes up a general plan. So I was doing some marketing and some education stuff for us. And then I got switched over to dispositions. And then I started doing the operations. And then this past June, I took over as CEO of the company. And then Brett's just kind of sitting in that ownership box. He's my one person board of advisors, which is pretty cool and stuff. So yeah, so I've sat about every seat within the real estate space, kind of doing a little bit of everything. And yeah. And then we basically once all this COVID stuff hit last year, we kind of had the assumption that like, hey, buyers are going to be really hard to come by. We honestly thought it was going to be the exact opposite of what happened. We thought that like, oh, people are going to need to sell their house because they can't, you know, they can't pay their rent or they can't pay their mortgage and things like that. And of course, all the halt on that happened. But we kind of thought that like the houses would be pretty available and that the buyers would be tough to find because we just didn't, people, we thought that people wouldn't know where their cat, what their cash position was, if they needed, you know, like, hey, I'm going to hold off on buying investment properties. That's kind of what we thought was going to happen, and really the exact opposite happened. But through that process of us saying like, hey, we want to make sure that we can find our buyers, we can help them out, we can do anything we can, and really just educate people on our city, because we want to make sure that we protect our city as well and make sure it's a sound investment for anybody that's investing here. We came up with the idea of like, hey, we should just do a podcast that's specific for Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. And that's what we wanted to do. And that's what we started to come out with. We do a little bit of current events, just updating on, you know, strategies, neighborhoods, any education thing that we really can do to help out our investors. And really what that ended up being is that it really helped out our buying side. It turned into, hey, our buyers are really looking at us as kind of like a resource for help on any of that stuff that's anything Indianapolis. So that's why I kind of told you, I was telling Josh about it. And really it's not, you know, it's something that is Indy specific, but this is something I think anybody could do in their market. Mm-hmm. If they want to kind of solidify themselves as, you know, quote unquote expert, or just a resource that investors can go to help their buyers out, I think this is a great marketing strategy to help your people out and kind of put your team out there in the forefront of saying like, hey, we can help you, and here's what we know about investing.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a couple of things I want to dive into, but the first thing is, so I want you to, you kind of skimmed over it here a little bit towards the end there. What's the purpose of the podcast? Why are you guys doing this? Why is it only Indianapolis? And I'm leading you into this because I know the answer, but I want to know, like, why is it only Indy? Why are you doing this podcast? You guys are a real estate company. You're not influencer. Oh, I mean, Brett's an influencer, but you guys are tech, like the actual business is not an influencer business, right? So why are you doing this? What's the purpose?
Yeah, big purpose is just like I kind of said, it's just like really to protect the city, help educate people on what's going on in Indianapolis. We have another podcast that we do that was pretty successful. It used to be called the Simple Wholesaling Podcast, where we basically taught people how to wholesale, taught people how to do a little bit of what we do. That's kind of turned into the Brett Snodgrass podcast. Brett's kind of doing his own thing with that. And we saw really the success of what that had, of kind of what it meant to, you know, have a voice within the wholesaling community. And we wanted to do the same thing just in the inside the Indianapolis community, really where we could bring on experts. It's not just us talking. We can bring on experts that are doing, you know, if you're a buy and hold investor, we're having buy and hold, you know, investors come on and talk about their strengths, their weaknesses, their things that they, their tips, the tricks, things they've done wrong. Same thing for fix and flippers, same thing for note investors. And then we just have people too that are just experts within the different neighborhoods. So if you're an out-of-state investor looking at Indianapolis, we have episodes that talk about like, hey, here's a, you know, here are some flips that go on, are going on this street. Here's kind of what you can expect money-wise in the street. So the idea behind the whole podcast is really just, we want to do our best to educate anybody and everybody that's investing in Indianapolis so they can be informed. I know it's just something, not to like kind of gripe about this or put this down in any way, but there's a lot of virtual wholesalers that are, some of them are completely legit and doing things great and getting great deals on properties. But there's some people that really are just looking for it to make a buck. So we just wanted to, you know, something that we talk about too, of like, hey, if you have somebody pushing deals out in this neighborhood, here's what you know, here's what you need to know about it. Here's some insights on this. So really it's a little bit to protect our city, to educate in our city, and just really just help anybody out that we can. We don't really do any promotions or anything like that through it. It's just all about education, which really is our heart, one of our hearts of our business.
Yeah. So obviously, like, I think this is an incredible play when it comes to, especially like overseeing your market specifically. So like, what benefits has this brought you? What, I mean, obviously we know this isn't like, what you guys are doing here is not specifically to get benefits or get things back. We know you and Brett, you guys are big givers, like some of the biggest givers I've ever met in my life. So moving that aside, like, what is the benefits that this has brought you? Has it brought you deals? Has it brought you private money? Has it brought you good relationships that you're able to leverage for the business? What has this done for you specifically?
Yeah, honestly, a little bit of above, like all the above. So it kind of, you know, our lenders, our private money lenders that know us, we have great relationships with, like, they listen to us. Like, oh, this is cool that we get to know a little bit more behind the scenes of what you do and kind of, you know, a little bit about Indianapolis. And then it's also brought us like, hey, yeah, I would love to, you know, work with you guys too. So it's brought us deals as far as other wholesalers bringing us deals that want to work with us because, you know, we do this each and every day so we can help them. But then the big thing too, it's brought us buyers and like kind of solidified us in the eyes of our buyers of what we know, what we're talking about. And I think the whole the whole thing behind all of that is that it really kind of, it allows people to see our personalities. It allows people to see who we are so they know who they're working with. So if you're another wholesaler, if you're a lender, if you're a buyer, like, oh yeah, I know Brian. I listen to him twice a week. You know, they come out with episodes every Monday and Thursday. And it is kind of funny. I'll meet with buyers, you know, when they come into the city, some out-of-state buyers, when they come into the city and I'll meet with them for coffee or lunch. It's always kind of funny of like, oh wow, yeah, your voice. Yeah, I know your voice. It's funny. I'm sitting here with Brian Snyder. And that's always kind of a unique thing and stuff to hear that. But that's really what it comes into is, like I said, even though we don't do any promotions really or anything like that, it really has allowed us to, yeah, get more deals and kind of give us a better, it gives us a pretty good reputation for what we're doing. But then also just allows people to understand who we are, what our heart is, and really what we're doing. So in that case, when buyers are looking to invest in Indianapolis, like, yeah, I know these guys. I know Brett. I know Brian. I know Randy, who's on it as well. And yeah, I want to work with them. They know what they're talking about. And so it's been really good that way.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm like getting all like giddy here because this is exactly what I preach, guys. When it comes down to it, like you guys know, so like content is my thing. Content is my team's thing. That's like what we do. And the sole purpose for content is, yes, it's marketing, but the biggest function of it is to build credibility and authority. And this is exactly what they're doing. So if a private money lender comes along and they, you know, maybe for instance, they need money. So if Brian and Brett and these guys, they need some money coming in and a private money lender comes to the door and they say, are you credible? Do you have any kind of authority in this market? They can literally point to the podcast and say, we've got X amount of episodes over here. Go listen to all of them. All we talk about is Indianapolis and investing in here. And that right there. So like the content that you put out is by far, it's the best reputation and brand builder that you could possibly do. Like exactly what they're doing is it's that. And so this is almost like a resume for them. They can literally point people to Apple Podcasts and say, here's our resume. Go check every single one of them out if you want to. And that is more than enough to do it. I mean, I cross paths with this all the time. And this is what we do for our clients. It's like content marketing. And a lot of times it's not that the content will bring the lead. I mean, it does often, but it's the fact that the lead finds out about this person and then they go check them out and see all their content. And they see, man, this guy knows what he's talking about. This guy's credible. And people can see through it. They can see through the minutia, right? They can see somebody that's experienced is going to work with these guys. They can see through that stuff if they're playing it fake. But I mean, if they're listening to a podcast that, you know, it's got 90 episodes on it and it's all great content, then man, they're sold. It's going to be an easy relationship to build for these guys. So I think it's great. So I put out a YouTube video and I probably put it out elsewhere too, but I put out a YouTube video maybe the last week or so. And the topic was, should you start a podcast? And my answer was very simple. There's two dominoes here. Number one, does your target demographic listen to podcasts? If the answer is no, then no. If the answer is yes, then yes. So obviously like with these guys, they figured, hey, wholesalers, private money lenders, like all these guys, they all listen to podcasts. So let's put one out, but make sure it's directed towards what we're going after, like what we're trying to achieve through building the relationships and whatnot. So, I mean, look at it. It's funny. I get a question a lot, Brian, is like people say like, hey, Josh, you do content marketing. How do you put out content about content marketing? And I'm like, just put out content about content marketing. It's not that difficult, right? So, you know, there's a lot of marketing agencies out there in the world nowadays, from videographers to photographers to web designers, and you don't ever see them putting out content about anything that they do. This is the purest form of building your brand and reputation. And so I completely attribute a lot of like content like this to the success of a lot of people, so, you know, especially such as your guys selves. You guys have seen the power of it. So when it comes down to it, like if somebody was interested in starting a podcast specifically for their market, I want to ask you, what are the things they should consider? Like, what are the things they should talk about? What are some of the things they consider? I mean, I see a lot of the episodes that you guys have here. I mean, you've got, you know, the most recent one is the importance of the investor and agent relationship, like, built, you know, putting out content like that. So what are some of the things that they need to know?
Yeah, I would really just figure out kind of what your audience wants. So I think it's really easy right now. You can just go to Facebook. And if you're in the Facebook groups, like, you can just kind of read down through some of the things that people are talking about and what they, you know, kind of what they're asking questions about. And it's really easy to kind of say, so last week, somebody just put it out on one of the Facebook groups. And there were a lot of people that were kind of chiming in about it was, I've never bought a property from a wholesaler. I've always bought through an agent. So how do I go about that? What are some things I need to be careful of? So I just make a little note of it. And then that's going to be an episode that I'm actually recording later today. And we'll put that out next week. So it's really easy to kind of find content and figure out what to record on. But really too, is what's going on in your city. So we do some stuff on, you know, current events, especially with some of the stuff that's coming down with the evictions and when it's going to kind of open back up. So there's stuff on that. But then there's, What else do you want to educate your buyers on? What do you need them to know? So the different strategies they can do, the different neighborhoods, talking to people from title companies, lawyers, all that kind of stuff of what's going on in your city. And then we like to throw in some personal stuff too. Brett and I did an episode 2 weeks ago on we kind of asked this question of like, what if you ran your marriage like your business? And then what if you ran your business like your marriage? Mm-hmm. Kind of, you know, an episode like that kind of, you know, allows us to give a little bit of our heart and get a little personable, a little vulnerable with it. But that's kind of the thing too. We want people to get to know us. And, you know, when people are investors, they are business owners, they're entrepreneurs as well. So we want to focus on the whole, you know, the whole investor, not just like, hey, invest your money in this area. We want to make sure that they're healthy and healthy people as well, like all around. So we throw some of that stuff in there as well.
Yeah, for sure. And something that I think a lot of people need to get through their head too is just because you're starting a podcast doesn't necessarily mean you're going into being an influencer. That I think it's a lot of, that deters a lot of people. These guys are using it for marketing. This is a marketing channel for them. That period. Like they're not approaching it as I want to be an influencer, even though they technically would be considered that. Don't look at it that way. Look at it as a lead generation tool for you because this works. It totally works. I mean, we're looking at proof right now. So get that out of your head. I know that actually stumps a lot of people. And here's the thing is it's not always about that. You don't have to start a coaching program. You don't have to start a mastermind. You don't have to have courses. Start a podcast and talk about your business and the way that you want people to do business with you, how you're going to build relationships, and it's going to be a lead generation tool for you. Approach it that way.
Yeah. And honestly, that's what we kind of just have. That's what we have in our head as, and I'll be honest with you. I have no idea how many people watch our, you know, podcast. I have no idea how many reviews we have. I've never looked at it because that's not the purpose behind it. I'm not looking to do an affiliation off of it. I'm not looking to do that stuff. All I want to do is just help people out, understand a little bit of Indianapolis. I get a lot of positive feedback on it. You know, a lot of people just reach out and say, hey, that really helped, or hey, can you guys do an episode on this? And that really is what it is. You know, it's kind of an hour out of my week to do two episodes, about a half hour long. And that's well worth it to help just kind of maintain some of the relationships we have, build relationships that we have, but then use it as that marketing tool that we need to kind of put our business out there.
I love it, man. That's good. And I'm glad we circled back around to talk about this. Cause again, this is something that I don't know very many people doing. In fact, I probably couldn't name anybody else that's doing something like this, specifically for their market too. You know, I think this is incredible that you guys are doing this. You know, the indie market, you know, you guys have been in it for a long time, you know, all the ins and outs. And here's the thing too, Brian, is like my opinion, and I'm not any kind of like a real estate guru or a mathematician or anything, but at some point, you know, this can that's been kicked down the road of, you know, foreclosures happening and people getting evicted and stuff like that, it's going to come to fruition. Like it will surface back up and we will be back in a market at some point, who knows how long it's going to be, but at some point where you're going to have to be building your buyers list, they're going to be a lot harder to come by. You know, Gary Harper very well. And one of the, you know, the thing, so like I was a marketing director under Gary. He was partners with a couple other people when we were doing, you know, we were in the wholesaling business in the Midwest. We were actually in the indie market as well. I think that maybe, we met you guys. But all the marketing we were doing back in 2013, 14, 15 was all dispositions marketing. We weren't the only acquisitions marketing we were doing was bandit signs. We buy houses, bandit signs. That was it. There was nothing else we were doing. Text blasting wasn't a thing. Cold calling wasn't a thing. RBMs wasn't a thing. Skip tracing wasn't a thing. Like, I mean, nothing. We were all we were doing was building our buyers list, and it worked. And there's a reason why we were able to sell, you know, 300 deals in 2017, wholesale 300 deals. So this will come to fruition at some point. And the best way to be able to build the relationships with them, with your buyers, is through something like this. I think this is going to be a big key for you guys moving down the road. So I do hope that you can continue to do it. And here's the thing, this is evergreen content. So even if you do stop 6 months from now, it's always going to be there and you're always going to be able to point people back to it. So I think this is really, really, really valuable. It's an asset for you guys. It's a marketing asset is really what it is. And really technically it'd be a lead hook as well. So I think that's good for you guys. So Brian, man, I appreciate you sharing everything you have so far. I do want to give you the opportunity to tell people a little bit about how they can connect with you again. And, you know, if they didn't listen to the previous show, obviously we want to plug Brett's podcast. We want to plug this podcast, any way to contact you, whether that's Facebook, email, however you want that to happen. If you could drop all that for us.
Yeah, definitely reach out to me on social media, just Brian Snyder, kind of easy way to do that. Or if you want to email me, just brian@simplewholesaling.com. And then definitely check out the Indie Investor Pod and the Brett Snodgrass Podcast. So definitely some great resources for you. Hopefully you get something out of it and let me know if I can help you out in any way.
Yeah, absolutely. And guys, we'll have all that linked in the description below. So make sure you go check that out. And also the show notes podcast website. So reimarketingweekly.com is where you can find those show notes with all the resources. Brian, man, I appreciate everything that you have shared with us today. I hope to have you back for round three at some point soon. But I appreciate you, man. Thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Josh. Appreciate it, man.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's episode. One thing is that we talked about podcasts. So if you do decide to start a podcast, as a shameless plug, we do podcast production. So reach out to us. This is not why we got Brian on the show. We got him on the show to bring value, but I wanted to make sure we still plug that. So you guys reach out. We do podcast production right now. We're managing about 25 different podcast shows. So we would be more than happy to consult with you and talk about that. So I'll leave a link in the description for you guys to be able to book a consultation with me. But then also make sure you are pre-ordering. I don't have it with me, but the REI marketing book, we have the first round of orders going out. We actually capped at about 350 pre-orders right now at the moment. And I haven't even gotten the author copies into the contributors' hands for them to be able to shout it out. So reimarketingbook.com, it's jam-packed full of nuggets, techniques, strategies on how some of the top real estate investors in the world run their marketing operations. So reimarketingbook.com is where you can get that. It's like 210 pages, just jam-packed full. So I'm super excited about that. That project turned out a lot better than I thought it was going to. So I'm excited. So you guys make sure you go pick it up. Make sure you subscribe to the show if you haven't already. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, now is the time to head over to the homepage of this show and leave a 5-star review with your feedback. I much appreciate that. Thank you guys for joining us today, and we will catch you on the next one. See you later.